This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. The GST Council has approved rate rationalization with a focus on the common man, labor-intensive industries, farmers and agriculture, health and key drivers of the economy. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that goods and services tax GST on common man and middle-class items has been reduced from 18% or 12% to 5%. Ms. Sitharaman informed that the GST Council approved exemption of GST on all individual life insurance policies, whether term life, ULIP or endowment policies, all individual health insurance policies, including family floater policies and policies for senior citizens and reinsurance thereof. All these changes will come into effect from the 22nd of this month, the first day of Navratri.
These reforms have been carried out with a focus on the common man. Every tax levied on common man's daily use items have gone through a rigorous looking into, and in most cases the rates have come down drastically. Labor-intensive industries have been given a good support. Farmers and agriculture as a whole will also benefit by the decisions we have taken today. Health-related also will benefit. So the key drivers of economy have been given a prominence.
The finance minister further announced the reduction of GST from 12% to nil on 33 life-saving drugs and medicines, and from 5% to nil on 3 life-saving drugs used for the treatment of cancer, rare diseases, and other severe chronic conditions. GST on all other drugs and medicines has been reduced from 12% to 5%. The GST on various medical apparatus and devices have also been reduced from 18% to 5%. The finance minister informed that items such as hair oil, toilet soap, soap bar, shampoos, toothbrushes, toothpaste, bicycles, tableware, kitchenware and other household articles will now have only 5% GST. She further said that the GST on ultra-high temperature milk, chena and paneer has been reduced to zero from 5%, while all Indian breads will now see a nil rate. Ms. Sitharaman also announced that GST on food items such as namkeen, bhujia, sauces, pasta, instant noodles, chocolates, coffee, preserved meat, cornflakes, butter and ghee has been reduced from 12% or 18% to 5%. The minister added that the GST slab on items like air conditioning machines, televisions above 32 inches, all types of TVs, dishwashing machines, small cars and motorcycles has been lowered to 18% from 28%. The minister said GST on all agricultural equipment has been reduced from 12% to 5%. The finance minister further said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi set the tone for the next generation of tax reforms and ensured that people receive benefits at the earliest. The 56th meeting of the GST Council was held in New Delhi yesterday under the chairmanship of the finance minister. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu hailed the Goods and Services Tax GST reforms approved by the GST Council as pro-poor and growth-oriented. In a social media post, the Telugu Desam Party president welcomed the GST reforms with revised slabs across daily essentials, education, healthcare and agriculture. Pharma industry experts have said that the reforms made by the GST Council yesterday will boost the affordability of life-saving drugs as well as address public health. As for the revision, life-saving drugs, health-related products and some medical devices will see a rate cut from 12% or 18% to 5% or nil. The Association of Indian Medical Device Industry also welcomed the move by the government to slash GST rates from 12% to 5%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hailed the next generation reforms in GST announced by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the government has decided to cut GST rates which will benefit the common man, farmers, MSMEs, middle class, women and youth. He mentioned that these reforms will ensure ease of doing business for all, especially small traders and businesses. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall at some places over Gujarat today. The IMD has also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over parts of Rajasthan, Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Konkan and Goa. And that is the end of this news bulletin.